Good morning, good lads and Corda. Taoiseach, I had planned to come in here and cautiously welcome the revisions made in the so-called enhanced micro-redress scheme. But now, having watched Minister O'Brien's press conference, I'm shocked at what is emerging, and listening to your response to an earlier question as well. It appeared on some levels that you have finally listened to victims of government failures of oversight and regulation, and intend legislating for this, but we'll have to keep a watching eye over that as well. Although there's a touch of the ghost of Christmas past here, as when the previous iteration was cobbled together just prior to the last general election, it was sold by your government TDs in Donegal as being much more than it was. It appears to me that Donegal families are facing the same again, despite this morning's fanfare of leaks from your cabinet. Many of Donegal's mica-affected homeowners are still not sure if they can see a Christmas future under the new scheme. I've just spoken to members of the Mica Action Redress Group, and they have confirmed to me that when the Minister spoke to them this morning, there was no mention of a split rate or a sliding scale in terms of what he talked about. He talked about the price per square metre, and that was it, or square foot. The Minister has stated today then that the sliding scale will be 110 euro per square foot after the first 1,000 square feet. This means, as has been outlined earlier, that for the average 2,300 square foot house in Donegal, there will be a deficit of 45,000 euros still to be met by the homeowner. And this is almost 15% of the cost, Taoiseach. So it's not a 90-10 scheme, and it isn't going to be. And just to short circuit as well, I did have in my manifesto that I was opposed to the previous MICA scheme and that it wasn't adequate to meet the needs, which has been proven right. And also, I did respond to the Minister's request for submissions on the 11th of August this year as well in relation to the MICA scheme too. So it's time, Taoiseach, to be honest. You're not delivering 100% redress, and you can dress it up as whatever way you want. The MICA effect owners won't be hoodwinked again. I think there's going to be a real soul searching on their behalf. And so, Taoiseach, are you going to have a proper scheme that's going to actually compensate families properly so that they don't have exorbitant costs to meet for the cost of the scheme? Because it's not on, Taoiseach. They can't afford it. And the reality is that's what's going to happen. And are you saying that the figures that I've quoted you are wrong? Is that what you're saying? So clearly quite show where they are wrong as well, Taoiseach. Thank you.
As I said at the outset, first of all, the scheme's going to cost, as currently structured, we're now looking at a scheme of about 2.2 billion. 2.2 billion, right, for about 6,000 to 7,000 homes. That's a very substantial contribution by the taxpayer of today and the future, and the Exchequer 20 housing remediation scheme, and that needs to be acknowledged in the first instance. Secondly, we didn't cause any problems. I didn't cause any problems.
No regulation.
No, sorry. Everyone in life has responsibilities, Deputy. And let's stop trying to excuse people on the grounds of some regulation. There's regulatory frameworks today. There were regulatory frameworks then. Certain people didn't adhere to them. That's the point. But no one will ever call that out because it doesn't suit to call it out. It just keep someone else. The government must always be the first resort. Now, I have no issue with sorting this out and helping families to get their homes rebuilt. I've been in a house, I've seen how devastating it is for families. We need to rebuild these houses. But we need to get on with it too and get it done. And when I met the families in the summer, and I've only been in government for about 18 months of this. This has been going on for years, Deputy. You've been a deputy for 10 years. This is going on for years. It's going on too long. Okay? And people can, let's have more campaigns and more campaigns, but nothing gets done in the meantime. We can get this scheme up and running now. There's a very, in my view, good accommodation here. First of all, when we first met, homeowners had to put up all the upfront costs themselves. That's now taken out. In addition to that, a 20,000 euro facility will be made available for rental, which wasn't there in the past, and for storage. That wasn't there in the last scheme either. We should use the methodology that's used by the Society of Chartered Surveyors of Ireland, who are saying on an annual basis they will change the square footage rate to meet the current market position. But that's what I mean. Let's depoliticise the methodology around this, and that's what the scheme provides for. And in terms, if you look at the valuations, I accept it's not exactly the same, but in terms of the LPT, up to 36,000 homes would be at 0 to 200,000 in Donegal. So the cap is up to 420. We're saying 145 for the first 1,000. That could change in April when the society updates it again next April. All of the, you know, so there's no upfront costs for homeowners on this occasion. The housing agency will play a central role in this and in helping the homeowners to deal with this. And that's, I think we think that's very, very important, because I don't think the existing arrangements were adequate in terms of managing a scheme of this scale. The government wants to do this and want to do right by the homeowners. And I think there comes a stage, particularly given the comprehensive nature of this scheme, including rental property. We're including rental properties
thank
as well, which, of course, wasn't included in the last scheme. So it's
thank
a very significant advance on the last scheme.
And I wanted the Rural Independent Group.
Sorry, I can't go down. I get another chance, thanks.
I beg your pardon, I've had a laugh.
Hello. Taoiseach, look, there's no doubt the scheme is in advance, but the problem is that it doesn't go far enough. And families are in the same situation now as they were. Yes, they are. If they can't afford this scheme, they couldn't afford the last scheme, and they can't afford this scheme, and that's the reality of the situation. If you have a 2,300 square foot house, you have to come up with €45,000 yourself. Because if you have a 2,300 square foot house, you have to rebuild a 2,300 square foot house, because you're not allowed to change it under the scheme to qualify. So you have those costs regardless. And that's the problem, Taoiseach. And that's the problem that these families have. These families are paying mortgages as it stands. And as these houses will be repaired, they will have to continue paying the mortgages. Then they will have to pay the additional and find the additional cost to actually deal with this. And you've said, Taoiseach, as well, that that they are responsible for the lack of, for the breach of the regulation. No, they're not. Yeah, well, that's what you said in your response. You did.
I did not.
You did. You said the people have to take responsibility for their...
Yeah, those who produce an effective loss.
They have to take responsibility for
that's
what you said.
Come on.
The people...
Take that back, please. No, I think you should take that back.
Okay, if that's what you didn't say, I'd take it back.
I think you should take that back.
I take it back. I said it already.
Thank you, Deputy.
But the reality is that lack of regulation, light-touch regulation,
you,
is what caused this problem. And that was brought in.
We're over time now, and my lapse is over.
Okay, fair enough. And so the reality is that light-touch regulation has caused this problem. That has to be dealt with as well. But are you saying that people will not have to pay €45,000 for an average house?
Our only guide here, the rationale for doing this scheme, by the way, is to help homeowners, get homeowners to be able to rebuild their home. That's the only rationale. It's unprecedented, this level of state intervention. It's never happened before at the level it's happening. And it's because of a social priority. In other words, we feel that the residents and the homeowners in Donegal, given the situation that they find themselves in, they're not in the position to rebuild these homes. It's not their fault that the blocks were defective. That's my point. The blocks were defective. These people didn't know that. Let's be very clear now, and let's not have any implication that I was blaming homeowners. I think that would be wrong, and anything I've said today is the contrary to that. So we have to help the homeowners. That's the whole spirit and ethos of our scheme. It's designed to enable the homeowners to rebuild their homes, and that they won't have expenses as they're rebuilding the homes and getting them rebuilt through the 20,000 into rent and into storage. And in the methodology that we've deployed through using the work of the Chartered Surveyors of Ireland, that's the best approach to deal with the cost issue.
Thank you, Taoiseach. Thank you, Taoiseach. Thank you. We're moving on. We're moving on to the last. Can we have? I, you know well there are rules in relation to questions and answers, and I have to move on.